Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through to chapter 2, verse 4, and Matthew 28, 16 to 20. The image that stayed with me is the Spirit hovering over the waters. Before light, before land, before plants, animals, people, Sabbath, or song. There is chaos, darkness, deep water, and the hovering breath of God. That image is powerful because it doesn't begin with control. It begins with presence. God doesn't stand far away from the chaos, judging it from a distance. God hovers close. God broods over it. God is intimately present before anything looks ordered, fruitful, or complete. That's good news for us. It's good news for a world still marked by chaos, climate anxiety, exhaustion, war, political division, economic pressure, stretched families, tired churches, uncertain futures. Genesis doesn't pretend chaos is unreal. It simply says chaos is not the whole story. God speaks. Light comes. Life begins. Rhythm emerges. One thing preachers may want to notice is that Genesis 1 is not trying to do the work of science. It's doing the work of meaning. It's a sacred origin poem. It tells us who we are, whose we are, and how we are to live. It tells us that creation isn't random rubbish. It's a gift. It's good. It's entrusted. And the pattern matters. 6 days of creating, 1 day of rest, work and Sabbath, action and stillness, purpose and pause. That rhythm may be one of the most urgent messages in this reading. We live in a culture that treats constant availability as normal. Phones glow late into the night, work leaks into home, even retirement can become another form of busyness. Churches aren't immune. We can mistake exhaustion for faithfulness. Genesis says, stop. Rest isn't laziness. Rest is part of the structure of creation. Sabbath isn't an optional extra for people who have spare time. It's resistance. It's trust. It's a way of saying that life is sacred before it's useful. Another key word is dominion. That word has done real damage when it's been read as domination. But we should reframe dominion as guardianship, stewardship, kaitiakitanga. Humanity is not given the earth as a raw material for greed. We are entrusted with a fragile, beautiful world and asked to guard and restore it. Then Matthew takes us on to another beginning. The risen Christ meets the disciples on a mountain. They worship him, but some doubt. That little phrase is pastorally gold. They worshipped, but some doubted. Jesus doesn't reject them. He doesn't say, come back when your theology is tidier. He doesn't postpone the mission until everyone feels certain. He sends them anyway. That means doubt doesn't disqualify us from discipleship. Questions don't place us outside the circle. Faith and wondering can stand together on the same mountain. For worship leaders, this opens up rich possibilities. You might shape the service around two beginnings: creation, beginning in chaos, and mission, beginning among fragile disciples. You might use a bowl of water, light, soil, leaves, or stones to help people feel the Genesis imagery. You might invite a Sabbath breath into the worship. Not just talk about rest, but actually create a moment of stillness. You might also make space for honest doubt. A prayer station could invite people to write a question they carry. A children's talk could use a mirror to explore what it means to be made in God's image. A sending ritual could use footprints and the words go, teach, love. Trinity Sunday can become abstract very quickly, but these readings keep it grounded. God is not a puzzle to be solved. God is creator, companion, and sustainer, source of life, Christ beside us, spirit within us. However you shape this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation remember that they're created in love, called into relationship, and sent for renewal. May they help us reclaim rest. May they strengthen our care for the earth. May they reassure those who worship and doubt. May they be a reminder that the one who spoke light into darkness and the Christ who stood among uncertain disciples is still with us, always. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, and hymn suggestions, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.